America's sports. Lockdown coverage.
You're tuned in to Lockdown Coverage with Keith Lewis and Company. Got a question? We're ready for you. Call us at 888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or shoot over an email to KeithLewis916@yahoo.com. Now, back to the show.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Lockdown Coverage with Keith Lewis, your host. And I have two special guests on. I have former Super Bowl champion Patrick Johnson from the Baltimore Ravens 2000 team. And I also have Shane Barker, who's a social network guru. So we're going to switch over talking about sports. And we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, the social network and how everything works as far as, you know, your Facebooks, your Twitters, how everybody's getting hacked. And apparently, Shane, you're saying just this past week, there's been more hacking going on than there's ever been, right?
Yeah, man, it's kind of been a big issue. I have a few clients that I've been working with, and I kind of had a huge string of events that's happened in the last 4 or 5 days where, you know, people get hacked on Twitter quite a bit, unfortunately. But, you know, when it comes to celebrities and athletes, you know, they obviously have a larger following, and people like to hack into those accounts because if they can send out some fake messages, whether it be a marketing message or whether it be, you know, something that convinces somebody to get in contact with them, it becomes an issue. And so I work with Twitter directly to help not only with my clients but with other people that need help in this area, where we go and we help expedite the situation and make sure that things aren't being done. I mean, this weekend, you know, we have Tammy Torres, who actually I just talked to and actually going to be calling here in any minute. But there was a big situation that happened where Brittany Daly, who Brittany's actually a model, and she's also a celebrity down in Southern California. But what happens with her Twitter account got hacked, and what they're doing is they're sending private messages or DMs on Twitter, and they sent a message to Tammy and said, "Hey, I've got a modeling shoot with Kanye West," or they'll say, or with Lil Wayne. And so since they know each other and it's a private DM, they assume it's coming from that person. So there was a big issue, and Tammy's a smart enough individual to kind of realize that there was something fishy about it. But what they're doing is they're telling him, "Hey, why don't you send me some pictures for, you know, Kanye West's eyes only or for Lil Wayne's eyes only," trying to provoke them to send them racy pictures that they're going to keep. So the hackers are doing that on that side, on the model side of things. And then on the celebrity and the athlete side of things, they're contacting the athletes and that have a relationship, or the celebrities that have a relationships with these girls, have worked with them in the past, and are saying, "Hey, here's my new phone number," and they give out, there's two separate phone numbers that they've been giving out, and saying, "Hey, why don't you get in contact with me? This is my new number. Text me where you're at." And so what happens is the athlete or the celebrity, if they're falling for this, what they'll do is they'll actually text the girl because they think that that's their new phone number. Well, the problem with that is that's actually a phone that they can get. You can get any phone, unfortunately, at Walmart or wherever. It can be a number that's a temporary number. And so some celebrities are sending in, you know, saying, "Hey, here you go, here's my thing," or sending them a tweet. Well, the issue, or excuse me, sending them a text message. And the problem with that is now these hackers are getting the phone numbers of celebrities.
No, I definitely hear where you're coming from. Pat, have you ever been hacked?
No, I've never been hacked, actually.
Wow, I've been hacked twice. That is no bueno. I definitely hear where you're coming from, Shane. It's just unfortunate that once they get into your personal business, they have access to everything. And it just seems like the security systems that they have for Facebook or Twitter or whatever the case may be, it just seems like it's just not enough. You know, there's always the average bear that's smarter than Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, there always is that next level. I mean, you know, some of the things that we see, like when I go to get, because I help celebrities and athletes get verified on Twitter. So there's a big process that I go through with Twitter that we have to do to make sure that that person is that person. So there's a lot of steps and measures that they take. I mean, we can't use Gmail accounts. They can't use the Yahoo accounts. So there's certain things that only certain accounts that you can use to be able to get verified, once again, if you're a celebrity or athlete status. And so, you know, they're working on a lot of that stuff, but a lot of the things is just phishing sites. I mean, the way that Brittany got caught up in this whole thing was, she got, once again, from another model, got sent this thing that says, "Hey, Lil Wayne," this kind of thing. So she clicked on it. What it does, it takes her to a phishing site. And then from that phishing site, it actually acts like it's going back to Twitter, and it says, "Hey, you just got bounced off Twitter. Put in your username and your password again." And so she did that, and that's when they phished her site. So then what they do is they take that username, that password, they go back into Twitter, they change the username, they change the password, so Brittany can't get back in, and now they have full access. So
Pat, what do you think about this whole thing? What's your take on the whole situation?
Yeah, I just think it's unfortunate. You know, my brother is an IT manager, and, you know, it's just amazing at, you know, what his capabilities are. I mean, those guys can hack anything. You know,
yeah.
I'm telling you, they can hack anything. It's just no matter how secure you make something, somebody's going to be able to hack it.
Well,
the only person that really can secure stuff is a hacker. They know how to, you know what I mean?
And that's very true, actually. I mean, a lot of companies will go in and they'll actually have things that they call hackathons or hack days. And they'll actually hire hackers and say, hey, if you can infiltrate our site, I'll give you either a job, which is money in the bank, or we'll give you, you know, $58,000 or $100,000. So these hackers will attack the site legally because they'll have a contest. Or, you know, a lot of these guys that get hired at these companies for security stuff are the same guy that can break in there. So somebody will go in and break the code and send them a thing and say, hey, I just broke your code. You know, this is what I'm looking at yearly. Why don't you go ahead and fly me out and I'll start working for you.
Wow.
You know, what do you tell the guy? No, right? I mean, there's some leverage there because you're showing that you can do the job, right? I mean, that's no different if an athlete goes and sends some great footage and says, I run a 40 at this and I jump this high and do this. They're like, wow, there's some proof in that, right? I'm looking at this guy can really do that. If you have some video footage of that, I mean, it's the same thing. These guys are going in, they've leveraged with that. But, you know, I mean, there are some things that you can do as an athlete and a celebrity and even, you know, normal people out there, average Joe can go in and protect themselves. I mean, we have ourselves, you know, with my company, we have software. So that because we manage, you know, we have athletes and celebrities that we manage. And so the big thing is that you can, instead of giving a company your username and your password with our software, you actually can just give somebody rights to use it. So in other words, I can say, hey, if somebody wanted to use Keith's site and Keith had, you know, 5 Twitter accounts and I was going to manage that for him, he wouldn't have to give me logins and passwords. All he would do is say, give me rights to go in there and tweet as him or put stuff on his Facebook or anything like that. So,
hey, on that note, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to let you introduce Tammy. Tammy's on the line. Tammy, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Tammy, how are you doing? This is Shane.
Hey, Shane, how are you?
Good, honey. Wait, we're still working on your Twitter stuff. I'll give you an update when we get off the call.
Thanks for coming on to the show. We also have former Super Bowl champion Pat Johnson on the phone, wide receiver. Pat, say hello.
Hey, Tammy.
No, we was touching base on everything. And how did you feel when you woke up in the morning or whatnot and you feel and just knowing you just been violated, Tammy?
Oh, man, this is horrible because at that, I'm getting people hitting me up left and right from asking me, hey, what you mean I was what town I'm in or what's my number? I thought you had my number. And I'm like, oh, God, it's a hacker. And then I'm getting people left and right telling me, yo, what's going on with your page? You know, they're sending out, you know, DMs left and right to people trying to get everybody's information, getting girls' phone numbers. It's bad because that's like a form of, you know, identity theft at the same time. It's just on, you know, website.
Yeah. So is it safe to say that you're Lil Wayne's ex-girlfriend?
Now what you think?
I'm just asking. Is that safe to say?
I'm asking you now. I want to know. What you think? What do you truly think?
I'm just saying, you know, it only makes sense. You say Florida and Florida, you know, just, you know, this little thing, you know, pictures and pictures, little things starts to add up.
Hey, you always go with that gut feeling when you really think it's something, you really think it's that, it probably could be. So it's been made pretty obvious, but, I mean, you know, it's all just go with your gut feeling on those type of questions.
I definitely hear you. Shane, when you say, okay, you work with so many actors, you know, players, this, that, and the other. Who's the most famous person you worked with?
Probably the most famous person I've worked with would be, I'm trying to think who I could tell you guys about. Because a lot of the clients that we work with, we have somewhat of an NDA that we sign with them because people want to know that if, you know, you're tweeting with somebody that it's really that person. There's probably most of the people I have NDAs with, so I couldn't tell you exactly who I was working with just because it'd be breach of contract. But,
okay.
I mean, we're obviously working with Tammy now, so Tammy would be my number one. She hasn't had me sign an NDA yet, so I think we're good there.
No, I've seen the little princess had, like, 56,000 followers or something. Am I correct?
And growing.
No, it's Nah, this is definitely amazing talk. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come right back within the next 2 minutes, and we're going to catch up with Shane, Tammy, and we definitely have Pat Johnson on. Thanks for tuning in Lockdown Coverage.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Lockdown coverage. Lockdown coverage. Lockdown coverage. Lockdown coverage.
You're tuned in to Lockdown Coverage with Keith Lewis and Company. Got a question? We're ready for you. Call us at 888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or shoot over an email to KeithLewis916@yahoo.com. Now, back to the show.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Lockdown Coverage. I'm on here with Pat Johnson, former Super Bowl champion wide receiver. I'm also on here with Shane Barker. When I say he is the guru when it comes to social media, and I have Tammy Torres, which is Tammy Torres is, quote unquote, I believe she's Lil Wayne's ex-girlfriend. So let's just, touch base. We're just talking about how fair it is for everybody to know our business, just as far as the different accounts that are made. And it's just crazy how an athlete or an entertainer or an actress or a model, whatever you are, just crazy how we have to pay to get these people to take these certain sites now. What do you guys think about that?
Well, and I'll touch on that a little bit, Keith. I mean, that's actually kind of a big issue because, I mean, really with the Internet, we kind of describe the Internet as kind of like the Wild Wild West because really anybody can write anything about anybody, right? Whether that be true or untrue, that's kind of the problem. And so, you know, my company, what we try to do is, like, you know, especially with people that have either whether it be true or not be true, there's a reputation management thing. And there are companies that we know of, and I'm not going to necessarily say who they are right now, but you can actually go online and you can see stuff that's written about you. And they'll actually write stuff online and come and tell you because it can really hurt your reputation. I mean, I have a few clients.
Absolutely.
I can't go into everything, but because we have an NDA, but where we go in and we have to go and redo what we call reputation management because of some allegations that happen. Because anybody can say anything, right, Keith? I can say whatever I want about you, and I can even go file a lawsuit. That doesn't mean that it's true that you did it. You're still going to have to spend the money to either fight it, right, or you have to have your attorney come and say, listen, we'll pay you $10,000 to drop a lawsuit, or we'll give you $5,000 or $10,000 to get that stuff off the website. It does not have to be true, and that's one of the biggest things that people don't realize.
Word for bait, I'm like, I'm not a hater. Like, I can't hate on the hustle. Like, that, I think that's an amazing thing that they did it, but it sucks when it's you. You get what I'm saying?
They don't realize how it affects everybody, right? So, I mean, it only affects you, but let's say if you're married, you have a wife, right? You have kids.
Yeah, that's the bad. It's really, really bad.
Right now that, you know, once again, he had some allegations that were put out against him that he had sex with an underage woman. This was 17 years ago. 17 years ago, and he was on a show. This was about 2 years ago, and it was a situation where she came out and filed charges 15 years later, and the media picked it up, TMZ and all these other channels picked it up and put it on as this is what happened. This is the word on the street, and this must be true. He got arrested. He got fired from the show because, obviously, from a PR standpoint, the show didn't want to keep him on. And the problem with that is that at the end of this thing, the only thing he got charged with was one count of having sex with an underage woman, and she was 17 and he was 21 at that time. So now that is illegal, right? But my point being is the first counts were 8 counts of something that I'm not even going to say because it just disgusts me that it even was put out there as the way that it was put out there. But it doesn't matter. That affected his income, that affected his family, that affected everything, man. And people don't look at that aspect of it, and it's serious business.
Yeah, Pat, what was your worst encounter when it comes to something like that?
My worst encounter?
Absolutely.
I didn't really have too much of that.
Cut it out.
That was a loaded question. I was like,
I retired in 2005, 2006, and, you know, you know, you didn't really start getting into the Facebook, and the Facebook kind of really started around when I got out. So I was done, and I was done then. But, you know, if you're an athlete or an entertainer, or if you're kind of, you're in the public spotlight, it's almost like a part of the game now. You almost have to kind of accept that, you know, until there's some safeguards put in place to where you can, you know, kind of protect yourself and protect your brand, it's going to be part of the situation.
And that's absolutely true. I mean, that couldn't be a more honest statement. But one of the issues is that most people, it's like anything else, most people don't react until something's already happened, right? You don't get an alarm
exactly.
in your car until
yeah.
someone came and took your stereo system. So a lot of with our clients, we contact them ahead of time and say, listen, you're not having a problem today, but I could write something online. I would never do this, but I could write something online to make it be a problem for you tomorrow. So
hey,
it's Tammy,
is this the worst situation you have to deal with?
I can do some stuff online that it'll make you sick.
Hey,
I mean,
hold on real quick.
And I don't mean crazy stuff, but I mean enough to make just to say, hey, this guy's whatever the deal may be, right? But the point being is the internet, it'll get indexed fast when somebody Googles your name. It could be up there tomorrow.
Right.
Tammy.
Yes.
I have a question. So is this the worst situation you have dealt with so far when it comes to social networking?
My Twitter is my most, at this point, my most important account that I do have because hackers did get into my Facebook before in the past and shut it down. And then I have a few other accounts that I have to get rid of because there's so many fakes. And they're so good that they know my whereabouts, they know who I hang with, and they make believable statements that make people think, oh, this is probably her. And
give me an example. Who do you hang with?
Huh?
I said, give me an example. Who do you hang with?
No, I'm just saying, like, my social, like, for example, Brittany Daly, I don't hang out with her on a daily basis, but people
uh-huh.
know by doing work with her that it's probably believable that she, you know, me and her hang. That's how I got hacked, through the her. Now, they're using my page to let people think that I'm going to fly them out to Miami, putting them in a Wayne video or a baby video, which... They're contacting a lot of the phone, girls and sending them these phone numbers, thinking that.
Are you flying people up?
No, I wasn't
doing
that.
You gotta send racy pictures though. It's up to you.
But no, because at the end of the day, this is a cyber world where nowadays this is everything that we're doing. This is the world that we're in now. It's like identity theft on a cyber space. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
It's just like
yeah.
that, and it's really bad because. They're taking advantage of a lot of women out there using my name, thinking that obviously they know that I have access to the Young Money camp or have affiliations with them. So they're gonna believe that Tammy's gonna put me in, you know, help me hook it up with putting me in a video or cast me for a video for such, and they're gonna agree to it and they're gonna send pictures like they were trying to do me with Britney's page. And I'm like, you know, but I don't, you know, obviously I'm not gonna. Stuff like that. I'm pretty sure other women are willing to just to get that opportunity because they
Absolutely.
Never had it.
Absolutely.
So it's violating a lot of these women's privacy in a lot of ways, and it's very, you know, it's just malicious acts that they could do and tell them to do as such. Who knows? They could even have them do record videos of themselves doing such things to try to promise them a lead role in a video because that's exactly a lot of stuff that was being texted back. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I can't, like, and now that I'm looking at it, they're using a Google phone number that you cannot call back, but they know when you try to call.
Hey, I just got hit up on one of those last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, exactly. So they know when you call, because I tried calling Brittany when she kept telling me to, yo, click on this link or something about you and Rosa. Obviously, you know, they're doing their research to know who you're hanging out with and who you're affiliating yourself with to tell me. That is something about you and Rosa. Obviously, I have a lot of stuff out there on the internet about me and Rosa, but I kept wondering, why is Brittany keep hitting me, you know, not knowing it's the hacker? Why is she so, like, into me clicking on this link? But at this point, I really do believe it's Brittany because they done got into her email as well. So I'm not only dealing with her through Twitter. It's through her personal email that they had asked also and her phone number, which is a 323 number from L.A. So it's all believable. And, you know, it's like... Wow, I click on the link and she's like making me, you know, sign in. You have to see this. And it's like, damn, girl, let me call you. I tried to call. She hits me back and says, well, the hacker hits me back and says, hey, girl, I can't talk. I'm at work. Text me. And I'm looking like, hold up, Brittany had a day job. Like, hold up. That's when it made me, like, think, like, hold up. But by that time, I had already tried to log into that Twitter. It's a third-party Twitter page, which you have to notice on the link. It didn't just, it says Twitter and another name. So it's very easily for you to be fooled. And that's how I had fell into this whole, you know, situation. And now, you know, I was hacked. So now it's just, you know, we're trying to thank you to Shane for helping me with all, you know, trying to get through this. But, you know, there's a lot of other people that is going to happen, that's going to happen to, and they're not going to have a Shane to help them out. You know, it's very few people.
Exactly.
I got lucky enough to be introduced, you know, to Shane, and he's helping me with all this whole situation.
Okay, Tammy, Shane, Pat Johnson, everybody, one at a time, you guys let them know how the public know that how they could contact you guys via Twitter or Facebook, given your address or whatnot, starting with Tammy.
All right. Well, my account that I'm using at the moment is Tammy Torres Ass. And my official account, which is Tammy Torres, spelled TammyTorres, which hopefully I'll be getting back soon, is those are my two accounts. And check me out on www.TammyTorresOnline.com.
Okay, Shane, what's up?
Yeah, mine's going to be, my Twitter account is Shane_Barker, and that's SHANE_BARKER. Or you guys can also contact me on my website is ShaneBarker.com. That's SHANEBARKER.com.
Pat, what up?
I can be contacted. My Twitter handle is at TJTheSlant, TheSlant. That's pretty much the only one I used.
I already know. As soon as you get off the phone, you're going to hit up Tammy Torres. I already know what's going on.
Oh, shut up.
Hey, everybody, thanks for joining my show. Tune in next week, next Tuesday, noon Pacific. Like I said, thanks for tuning in to Lockdown Coverage once again.
Thanks for joining us. Tune in every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, for Lockdown Coverage with your host, Keith Lewis, on the Voice America Sports Channel. We'll see you again right here next week. Lockdown.